亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家今天啊唱着歌跳着舞一起来收听今天的直播节目，轻松口语英文电台地道美语口语经典，马上邀请出嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是小高老师。哎呀 you know, I know what they say, Westerners and Americans, all they do, like one of the first things they talk about is the weather, but man, I have to talk about the weather today because it's so hot.It's like 异常热。
其实小高老师不怎么爱说天气，我觉得。
No, it is. It's like today. It's really, really hot. Like, man, I'm you know you're I'm outside for like 1 minute and I'm like I become really wet. Yeah, from all the sweat.
不至于吧？我觉得东南亚的国家应该才比较热一点。我觉得北京今天的天气还是挺好的。
Yeah.
哎，不是不说天气吗
？Yeah. Okay. No 天气 today. We have a much more important 不能不说的话题今天。
哎，今天是因为这个周末我们主要会在节日当中度过。
That's right. Today 尤其是对于 Jackie Wu 来说是一个很特别，就是21号。今年这个月的21日、可能很有可能对于 Jackie Wu 来说，尤其是对 Jackie Wu 来说是个很特别的日子。为什么呢？
他听到自己的名字被点名了，可能现在会很紧张，说到底发生了什么？为什么要说我的名字？
对，
我就说嘛，
yeah,
我就说这个周末、
okay.
，this coming weekend，、
yeah.
我们真的有两个不错的节日哈，一个呢是父亲节。一个是端午节
That's right.
所以大家在这一周工作应该快快乐乐 happy 是吗
happy that's right
高兴兴的
hey you know what yesterday I was in a cafe actually the last 2 days I was in a cafe watching the news you know what I've seen a lot of on the news boat races actually I've seen a lot of boat races on the news recently at least they're talking about themThey look really fun. Hey, I didn't know this. So in the Duanwujia, when they have the boat races, did you know, like at least some of the boats, someone's in the front pounding a drum. That is awesome. I totally want to do that. I totally want to be the drum beater. That looks so fun. Now, have you ever ridden one of those boats before?
No, 没有，我们只是在电视上看过啊。
That's awesome.
今天我们先来说说这个周末的节日吧。
Okay.
周末呢，六月的每第三个周日。是传统的父亲节。
Oh my gosh.
要么说离今天还有一周的时间。他今天说这个话题稍微早了点儿，不过当成是一个 warm up 好了。
Well, I gotta be honest, I was a little worried when Jingjing told me, okay, we're gonna be talking about, Father's Day today.
为什么
Oh my gosh. Don't tell me, Father's Day just happened.
小高很紧张、
yeah.
老师觉得别说一说父亲节好像这节就过了啊。
Yeah.
其实这节呢还没有过是六月的第三个周日它跟母亲节不一样母亲节呢是五月的第二个周日
OK 第二个周日
是 Mother's Day、
oh.
六月的第三个周日呢是 Father's Day
That's weird So why is it the second SundayIn May, yet it's the third Sunday in June.
对，完全不一样。哎，你别告诉我你不知道啊！这两个节日可都是同样起源于美国的。
You know what? I always remember when a Chinese person finally tells me that it's going to be Mother's Day or Father's Day. So actually, it's you guys who remind me when this wonderful holiday is. But okay, so you're saying they started in the States. Now tell me, being a Chinese person, how do you usually celebrate Father's Day?
最近这些年啊，咱们中国人民也开始庆祝父亲节了，因为母亲节被庆祝的很多，所以这父亲节呢，当然也应该一样。毕竟在家里爸爸妈妈的地位应该是平等的。最近现在这些年啊，中国人喜欢什么呢？一种方式就是说喜欢跟爸爸一起拍照。
啊哈，
拍照从小到大的照片，跟爸爸一起拍照的照片，
哦，
晒出来作为一个很好的纪念，回顾一下父子啊。比如说这个父女之间这个成长历程作为一个很好的庆祝的方式。
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. I think that would probably be the best present that a father could receive. 为什么呢? Because you're letting him remember all the past times, the past happiness that he had raising you and, of course, with the rest of his family members.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a more happy present to get your father. In fact, you've inspired me. Now I know what I should get my father.
什么?你给爸爸买什么? 准备一个什么？
一个打电话。
你只能这样。What else can you do? What else can you do?
No, you're right. You're right. You know what I should do is send him one of those. Yeah, have you ever done this? It's like those e-cards. It's like online. You can go make like a 祝福
电子
卡
片。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
其实我觉得电子卡片还不如直接给爸爸打个电话呢。
You're right.
真的，
right, yeah.
小高夫人，反正在国外也不可能跟爸爸在一起度过了。
Yeah.
你很多在外地的朋友，你也不可能在父亲身边。
You're right. Yeah, but go on.
但是过节最重要的不是礼物，其实。
Yeah.
其实就是陪在爸爸身边，是吧？
That's right. That's right.
嗯。
It's gonna be, you know what, it's funny, this morning, I gave my dad a call. Yeah. Just to say hello to him. So actually, when I say this morning, it's actually his yesterday night, right? Yeah. It was nice. It was still nice. But thank God that Father's Day didn't already happen.
不过你还有机会，你可以在这周末的时候呢，再给他打一个电话。
You know, thank God for this program, because if it wasn't for this program, I really might have totally missed the Father's Day holiday.
年轻人都是这样的。
That's right.
年轻人都是这样的，一旦忙起来啊，连这些仪式性的节日其实都记不住。
That's right.
西方人很奇怪，以理性思考、不近人情的工作方式著称，以个人独立于家庭的文化为基本根源，但是很有意思的是，他们在那些和家庭相关的节日里，比如 Mother's Day、
yeah.
母亲节 Father's Day 父亲节 Thanksgiving 感恩节 Christmas、
yeah.
圣诞节，却表现出了更直接的对家庭的重视，更加温暖的表达。
That's right.
甚至他们会把它当作一个特别的节日去庆祝它。
That's right.
互相赠礼物，而且很认真的互相赠礼物，一点都不能说随随便便那种，很认真。
啊哈。
就是习俗不断的被强化，这个节日就成了一种有独特象征的日子。
That's nice.
人家一说到父亲节、母亲节，就觉得啊，要买礼物。
That's right.
怎么怎么样，听上去很老生常谈。往往这样的节日、这样的仪式，你是必须要做的。
Okay.
Right?
Well,
必须要做。
Chai Chai saying he would like to spend one day with his father.
Ah.
Well, that's
非常好。
Yeah, think about it, right? Spending time with somebody, maybe that's the best gift.But I liked your gift, though. Maybe, what about this? Let's take Jingjing's gift and Chai Chai's gift, Jazaichi. Spend a whole day with Father and show him all the pictures since you guys were growing up.
Wow!
Yeah.
What a day!
And 我加上我自己给他做饭，早饭、午饭、晚饭。
Wow.
而且no, maybe I'll 点个 pizza. 晚上点个 pizza, 然后中午点个快餐，然后no.
你觉得爸爸会怎么样？爸爸这一天会高兴坏了。
Oh my gosh.
爸爸会觉得说，哎呀，我的孩子长大了，终于有一天呢，这心里是想到我了。
That's right.
通过这些仪式呢，我们可能现在还暂时觉得说，啊，还得靠仪式给爸爸买礼物什么的来过节，好像感觉挺被动的。
Oh my gosh.、Yeah.
只要你有一天主动感觉到要去回报你的爸爸，这样的时候你就长大了。
That's right.
你是真心真意的想把这个时间花在陪伴他身边。
But you know what? I think here's what I really believe. What's the best way that you can repay your father? I think it's to be successful in life. What do you think? What do you think? Yeah, because think about it. Let's think about it. Like Jingjing, for example, here. I would imagine her mommy and daddy are very proud of her, right? She's been on the radio for almost 10 years.Oh, she's Liu Yan Leila. Not every mother and daddy can say that their kid is so successful, right? So I think that would be, if I was a father, I would want my child to be successful and make me proud.
好、
yeah.
小高老师提了一个他自己的观点、
yeah.
他觉得另外一个送父亲节的礼物就是这个孩子一定要很争气。
That's right.
让爸爸为你觉得骄傲。
That's right.
让爸爸呢觉得这个孩子是有出息的，觉得不负他的培养，是吧
？That's right.
哎，我没有想到这一点。
That's a good one, though, huh? That's a really good one.
我真的没有想到这一点。因为从我们的角度来讲呢，人家都说女儿是父亲的小棉袄，我们觉得要是能够陪伴父亲这一天，在这么多365天繁忙的工作当中，如果能够陪伴他，这个节日礼物已经很大很大了。
Yeah, that's right.
但是如果真的要到让父亲为你感到骄傲的话，那很难的。
Oh my gosh.
那很难。
It'd be really hard.
这个很难实现的。
You know what? You know what's missing? Two things. One is Brother's Day, and another one is Sister's Day. I mean, come on, where's Brother's Day and where's Sister's Day? Right?
不需要吧。
Yeah, or like Cousin's Day, like 表哥、表妹。
不需要吧。
Wouldn't that be just...Awesome.
太 funny 了，我会觉得、yeah. 那样会太 funny 了。
Yeah.
主要是两大，就双亲的这个节日比较多一点、
yeah.
哈，庆祝的比较多一些。美国呢，在这一天，孩子们通常会给爸爸 make breakfast。
That's right.
把早餐呢给爸爸送到床边，爸爸这一天不要再做早餐了， uh-huh. 孩子们亲自来做。
Now,
在日本呢 usually,、
uh-huh.
daughters and sons would write father a letter.
Oh my gosh.
Thanksgiving letter.
Really?Really? Like say thank you, Daddy. You're such a good man.
日本人的感情就是这样的，很含蓄的。
どうもありがとう、爸爸。私は Greg さん。I love you, son. No.
可以这么写哈，可以这么写。他写的就是谢谢您，爸爸。
That's right.
我是您的儿子 Greg.
That's right.
然后我爱你们。
Oh my gosh.
对吧哈。
What time?
然后在德国呢很有意思、uh-huh. 会跟爸爸一起喝啤酒来庆祝。
I was gonna say, I'm like, that's like the perfect country to go have a beer, right?
干杯爸
yeah,
干杯
yeah,
干了
Bavaria, 干了
干了大家都喝醉了这节就过了。
哇哦。
还有声效好形象哈。我们来看一下聊天室当中的伙伴们怎么说呀。
Hello, 小伙伴们。Well, first of all,
Yummy Mommy 啊。
I see, yeah, what does yummy mommy say?
他说给妈妈过节日呢感觉很 natural, 很自然。
Uh-huh.
跟爸爸过节日呢有点不好意思因为爸爸不善表达。
Oh. Really?
中国的爸爸就是这样的、不像美国爸爸那么爱表达中国爸爸都、
really?
都有爱在心口难开都不说的。
Oh, 明白了。啊没关系自然吧这应该也很正常吧。
慢慢来啊。
Yeah. Jackie Wu says this, I think I would probably buy a gift for my father-in-law.
Father-in-law,、mm-hmm. 也是 father 哎。
That's right.
岳父也是。
也是 father-in-law.
也是 father-in-law
也是过那个Father's Day, right?
他说 but I'm so sorry that I can't do this for my dad.
Oh my gosh, 我不敢问。
我也不敢问。
嗯。
但家事不敢随便问。
Yeah.
不知道为什么他不给自己爸爸买礼物给岳父大人买礼物啊。Yeah. 不管怎么样啊大家在聊天室说一说您是怎么来筹办这周日的父亲节的。而今天我们的对话里呢我们俩当然也要尽到一份仪式的心意了。我们会把这个节日很正式的来度过啊。如果谁没有好好过父亲节我们会互相指责对方的。
Right.
好我们来看今天这个对话 Father's Day. Dialogue One, 我们互相询问到底对方给父亲都买了什么礼物了啊。小高是怎么说的他说啊。
Hey, what are you gonna get your pops for Father's Day?
What are you gonna get your, what are you gonna get your pops?
Yeah, your pops, you know, okay.
Pop.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard, in English, sometimes we call dad, sometimes we say papa. Papa.
这倒是没错。
Yeah. So, we can make it even, we can contract it even more into pop.Right, like a, how's your pop doing? But sometimes we can just say pops, right? How's your pop? How's your pops? Right? It's like papa.
它其实是一个变音，对吧？
Yeah.
是一个变音，所以呢，变成一个非常口语的话，叫做 pops.
That's right.
不是流行歌曲哦。
That's
right. It's not pop music.
That's right.
不是，是 pops, 是口语当中的爸爸。
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's pop music, huh? Yeah, 流行歌曲 yeah, 不是 pop music, 在这里。
对了，对不起，这里不是 pop, 流行的意思，是父亲的口语。
That's right.
What are you gonna get your pops for Father's Day? Get somebody for something, 嘛。
That's right.
对吧？
I'm gonna get, for example, I'm gonna get my friend,a shirt for her birthday. And I'm gonna get Jing Jing a scarf for Christmas. And I'm going to get Bob a CD,for his birthday party.
明白。Get somebody something, 给某人买礼物啊。不是拿礼物，是买礼物，真的是 get somebody something. 好。
That's right.
那你给你爸爸准备什么父亲节的礼物了？
Don't tell me you forgot.
Don't tell me, 不要告诉我 you forgot. 不要告诉我你忘了。
Yeah.
这两个小朋友之间从来都很阴险、
right.
都是互相套话那种哈静静说。
静静 says, no, I didn't forget.
No, I didn't forget. I didn't forget.、我没忘呢。
I'm on the fence right now about two different things.
我现在呢正骑在那个 fence, 栅栏上边。
Yeah.
I'm on the fence, 是我骑在那个栅栏上边。
Yeah. Let's say I can't decide between A or B, right? Maybe I'll choose A, but then again, maybe I'll choose B. I haven't made my decision yet. 在这种情况下、我们说 I'm on the fence, right? I'm on the fence. 比如说我还没有跳到 A, 也还没有跳到 B.、
那
我还在 fence 上面。
我还在栅栏上骑着、还在 fence 上边骑着。
Yeah.
证明说什么呢？想说明我这个人做决定啊，我有点犹豫不决。现在我是不知道去左边 A 边还是去 B 边右边。
That's right.
那这个短语应该会怎么样怎么用呢 ？On the fence between something.
Sure. So we can use this in any situation when we want to express we are still thinking about two different options, right? We haven't made up our mind yet. And also, we use this to express our hesitation, right?
Hesitation, 就是犹豫的意思。
That's right.
现在他说 I'm on the fence, be on the fence, 犹豫不决 right now, 正在 about, 关于 two different things,、mm-hmm. 两件不同的事情。那 on the fence 还可不可以举个例子
Okay,、I'm on the fence about getting my dad a new car or buying him a new house.
Why not both? Why not both?
钱给钱 No,
钱、
no I'm on the fence.、should I go eat a hamburger or should I、go on my diet?
哦、你可以直接说 I'm on the fence.、
Yeah.
Should I?
Yeah.
怎么怎么样或者是怎么怎么样、
yeah.
也可以这么说、
sure.
On the fence, be on the fence 就是说我正在犹豫呢我就拿不定主意呢我正犹豫不决呢后面直接接 about 两件不同的事情好我们来看看哪两件不同的事情你在犹豫什么
Well, I was gonna buy him a watch
I was gonna 就是 I was going to、
mm-hmm.
buy him a watch 我准备给爸爸呢想买一块表 iWatch、
uh-huh. Maybe an iWatch or maybe two iWatches Yeah but then I saw a really nice shirt that I think he'd look good in.
结果呢 then 后来 I saw a really nice shirt. 哎呀我又看见了一件非常漂亮的衬衫。
Mm-hmm.
So, that. 于是呢 I think he'd look good in. 这句话什么意思啊 He would.
That's right, he'd here, so it's spelled H-E apostrophe D, he'd. And what does this mean? He would,
he
right?
He would.
Yeah, so a nice shirt that I think he would look in, that means if he wore it, he would look good, right? If he put it on, he would look great, right?
Look good in something 的意思就是
你长得很帅你穿得很就是很 perfect, right?、
啊、
很适合你。
哎，穿得很适合你。这里叫 he looked good in. 你给我们举个例子，我说、
okay.
小高穿蓝色很好看。
Well, let's see. 小高 looks great in blue. Actually, it's funny you say this. Last week, this is a true story. Jing Jing looked really good in her, it was a light, I'm going to call it turquoise.Blue shirt. She had a turquoise blue shirt, and Jing Jing looks great in turquoise blue.
Oh, 原来小高喜欢那种颜色。
Now, today she's wearing a polka dot shirt, and she looks great in polka dot.
所以你说你觉得我穿波点也挺好看的。
Yeah, 原来叫波点。
是不是啊、
Yeah.
也挺好看的。
In English, we call it polka dot.
Polka dot.
Yeah.Polka dot.
I think he'd look good in. 我觉得他穿那个 look good in something. 穿什么很好看。
Yeah.
在这里我们把它翻译为你看爸爸穿衣服肯定是很帅啦。
That's right.
就说他穿上肯定会特别帅。
Yeah.
小高说
I see.
原来是这么回事啊。Mm. 好接下来呢我们有一句第一段的微信互动。我们这个节目啊有一半的时间要让大家来热情的参与哈。
That's right.
你一定要微信发进来多练习多练习日积月累。所以这是一个很重要的环节。我们来看今天第一句话说那你干嘛不干脆都买了呢这肯定不会出错呀。你看干脆是吧
干脆。
不会出错。哎呦这些词到底应该怎么说呀我们来看今天挑战的这些同学们。
Kelly Lowe says, why don't you just buy two of them?、
嗯、
It's definitely not wrong. Okay. So here, 首先 your first sentence is perfect. Your second sentence, there is a better, way to say this. How about this? It can't hurt. 在这种情况下it can't hurt is the best.
它不会伤害你的。
Yeah, yeah.
It can't hurt.
Yeah, 它不会伤害你的。
那他这个意思就是说不会出错是吗
That's right、yeah.
其实这就是小高老师今天想说的这句话了
That's right
那你再看看其他同学的第二句到底有没有说的这么好
OK、we have Lillian says Why don't you buy both of them? I'm sure it won't
be wrong
Yeah So again if you change that to I'm sure it won't hurt I think it would be even better Lillian
你是说 It won't be wrong 不好吗
it won't be wrong. Correct, it is wrong.
但是不地道 对吧
Right.
不错但是并不地道
Yeah, yeah.
嗯好。
Richard says, the first thing for you to grasp man's heart is to meet...
Sorry, 这是第二段。
Okay. I was going to say, 我说呢 huh? 怎么这么不一样
啊第二段。
Forever says, why don't you simply get both of them? Yeah. Okay, I like that. Why don't you simply get both of them?
很地道。
In that way, you won't make any mistakes. Yeah. Again, so forever. So here, if you can't go wrong, right? Or you see, you can't go wrong. 可以。Or it won't hurt. 都可以。
Won't hurt.
Yeah.
Now it can hurt.
It won't be wrong. We can't say it won't be wrong, but we can say you can't. You won't go wrong. Or it won't hurt.
那我可不可以说 it can't go wrong?
No.
也不能
can't, no, but it can't, you can't go wrong, perfect.
You can't go wrong,
no
是可以的
problem, no problem.
你不会出错 you can't go wrong, 是可以的
That's right.
好 Chloe 怎么说的 Chloe 好像说的有点正确哦
Let's see here, Chloe says, then why don't you just buy both?
很好
You can't go wrong in this way. Yeah, awesome, the only thing that like, is like, almost not perfect is, you say, in this way.
就不需要 in this way 了
Yeah, you can't go wrong
就完了干干净净的
Then why don't you buy both? You can't go wrong that way
That way
Yeah So Chloe will be a nominee for a book Has Chloe already won a book?
我们已经不抽了
Oh my gosh Well, Chloe you, From my 心里 You have my love from the, that will replace the book
小高从空中
yeah.
对、yeah. 对这个给你发来表扬
and this is better and more meaningful than the book
精神鼓励啊、
yeah.
说你这句话写得特别好、
oh、my God.
除了你把那个 this way 改成 that way 就更加完美了、
yeah.
啊、就几乎接近完美了非常好
What do we have
向你学习
思敏
思敏
Okay, there would be no mistake if you just buy both of them、
啊、
How about this? Oh, okay, how about this? You can't go wrongIf you just buy both of them, or it couldn't hurt to just buy them both.
好
Yeah.
万变不离其宗还是小高老师说的那两种说法哈
Yeah, it couldn't hurt to just buy them both.
好的那芳草怎么说呀
芳草是这么说的 Why do you just clear cut and buy both?
Clear cut?
他就是他把那个干脆翻译成 clear cut,
clear cut.
有的时候干脆是 clear cut 的意思是没错 But here, I think simply,is better, right? How about, why don't you just simply buy them both?
你可以用 simply 来表示干脆的意思、
yeah.
啊。
然后你后面说it can't make mistakes, 但是我们已经知道最好是 you can't go wrong,、
啊、
or it can't hurt, right?
干脆可不是干脆面的干脆哦。
That's right.
干脆是索性、
哎、
要不就做什么事儿了。
说起面我就肚子叫起来了。
干脆面。
Oh、
原来小高老师喜欢干脆面。
Oh、
麦兜怎么说
yeah, 麦兜是、maybe you could buy both of them.、
Uh-huh.
That will never be wrong.、
Mm-hmm.
So again, how about this?You can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong. 你永远不会出错的。
Okay, anyways, we have Apple here. Apple、uh-huh. says, why don't you just buy both of them? It wouldn't be wrong. Right? So almost perfect, right? You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong, right?
You 但是最好不是 be wrong.
Yeah, it couldn't be wrong. It couldn't be, yeah, 最好是 it wouldn't be wrong. I mean, 最好是 you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
而不是 you wouldn't be wrong.
对，我已经说得很清楚了哈。还有三位同学是 Breeze.
Breeze says, why don't you buy both of them?、
嗯、
This won't be wrong. Okay. Ah, interesting. So 我没有想到原来他们就会、
都会
遇到这样的就是小问题。
对,
okay,
对，其实都是个大问题，你没发现吗？
Yeah, 但是没有关系，有我。我就来修整一下啊。
Miss Pang.
Miss Pang says, why don't you buy both? It couldn't be wrong.Yeah, so again, so you couldn't go wrong, right? You can't go wrong. It couldn't hurt, right?
哎，我可不可以说 it couldn't hurt to buy both of them?
You can definitely say that.
这是 Jackie Wu 在聊天室当中说的。
Oh my gosh, Jackie Wu, that's awesome.
It couldn't hurt to do something.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt, right?
也可以这么说。
Yeah.
好。
And then stayed stone like Jade.
新朋友，像玉石一样石头。
Why not buy both of them? That'll be perfect and nothing wrong with it.Good, now, 他写的有点多但是呢在语法上是没有任何的问题
没有错误
是没有问题所以呢 Stone Like Jade 以后你又多多参加我们的微信
请、
的挑战、啊、
欢迎欢迎、
okay.
好最后呢我们来看小高老师是怎么说他就是说的
我是这么说的啊 Why not just go all out and buy both
你听到没有他说了一个什么 Why not just 这里有个短语叫 go all out、
yeah.
全部拿出去什么意思就是、
yeah.If you
豁出去做什么事儿
yeah, if exactly, if you go all out and do something, you you don't spare any effort, right? You use all your effort in doing something.
Mm.
You know what, when we often use this, you know, Christmas in America, right? People set up lights, right, on their house sometimes. Well, some people go all out, okay? That means every window has lights around it. And the trees in front of their house, those all have lights on them, too.
太浪费电了.
And then, oh, yeah, exactly. And then maybe on the roof of their house, there's a bunch of lights. And then maybe there's like five snowmen. And then they even have three Christmas trees in their house. This is called going all out. They spared no effort.
They spared no effort. Going all out.
Yeah.
这个短语的意思就是豁出去干什么事儿，请一点不留余地，全部怎么做。意思就是说干脆。你就怎么地，你怎么地，你就 buy both, 两个你就买了。肯定不会出错，叫做 it can't hurt.
It can't hurt.
Can 是 cannot 的美语读法，
That's
叫 can't hurt, 它不会受伤，不会出错。
绝对不会。
绝不会。那你就干脆都买了，是不是啊？
Yeah.
最好啊，好，心情说啊。
You're right.
You're right. 话虽怎么说呀。
Yeah. But I'm running low on cash right now.
哎呦。搞了半天还是缺钱啊。
Yeah.
缺钱有一个说法叫 running low on cash.
That's right.
手头缺现金。
Yeah.
Running low on cash.
Now, if you're running low on cash, you still have money, but you're almost don't have any money, right? You know what else? We can swap cash with gas.
Running low on gas.
Yeah. For example, my car is running low on gas, so I need to go
to the...
Gas station, right?
Yeah. 这个 gas 就是汽油嘛。
Yeah. Now, how about this? My cell phone is running low on...
Battery.
On battery.
哎呀，我的手机快没电了。My、
That's、
cell、
right.
phone is running low on battery.
That's right.
Or... 这三个就够了，我觉得。
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, okay.
就够了。
Okay.
汽车没油了，是吧？
Yeah.
手头没钱了。
Yeah, yeah.
手机也没电了。
没
错。哇，这样的人生好悲惨啊。Running low on something, 就是什么什么东西缺了哈。Right now. 手里缺钱呢。另外，我得月底才能拿到工资呢。
And I don't get paid until the end of the month.
Get paid 就是拿工资啊。
It's like 我们人们就是最快乐的那一天是吧？
叫做 payday。
Payday,、right? Yeah.
I don't get paid until the end of the month. Not until 我要直到月底才能拿到工资呢。
That's right.
好，小高就说。
Oh, well.If you want,
那个如果您需要的话
，I could spot you some money.
我可以是不是借你一点钱啊？我在这儿看到您用的一个动词并不是 lend.
Oh, that's right.
而你用的是 spot.
That's right.
这个单词。
That's right. Spot here is to lend right now, but this is the Koyu 说法of lending someone money, right?
Oh.
So now I can say, can you lend me some money or can you spot me some money, right? Can you spot me some money? Literally means, like, 就比如说在现场在当地当时你在这次课能不能就是掏钱
哦、oh, ，此时此刻，
yeah.
能不能掏点钱出来？
Yeah, like it literally、oh. on the spot.
On the spot.
Yeah, yeah, on the spot, right?
就是说现在。
That's right, yeah.
你能不能给我掏点钱出来？
Yeah, so we wouldn't say this, like, let's say I want to borrow $10,000 to go buy a car. I wouldn't say, oh, can you spot me $10,000? That's just a little bit odd. But now we often say this in, like, 突然, oh my gosh, 我
小高快借我点钱。
Yeah, 我没带上我的
钱
包，怎么办呢？能不能 spot me 一些钱？
明白了，其实它等于现场借钱。
Yeah.
啊，好 ，spot some money， 我们学会了，就是现在马上你给我点钱，现场借现金，就这意思。I could spot you some money， 我可以借你点啊。
That's right.
And
you can pay me back. And well, no, wait a second.
是是是。
Well, if you want, I could spot you some money. But you can pay me back after you get your paycheck.
你可以还给我 ，pay me back. You can pay me back after， 直到呢 ，you get your paycheck.Paycheck 就是工资吧、
That's、
外国人这么说的、
right. Yeah, we call it the paycheck.
Oh, the paycheck. 直到你拿到工资以后再还给我怎么样？好朋友都是这样的、啊
yeah.
该借的时候就得借嘛。可是晶晶却说、
It's okay.
It's okay 是等于没关系。
I'll figure something out.
I'll figure something out. 这个短语特别好。
而且我是常用的。
天天用。 I'll figure it out.
That's right.
我会想办法解决什么事情。
That's right.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
小高说，看看看，家里没电了，怎么办？没关系、
yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm a 电脑高手。I'll figure it out. I'm an electrical 高手。
哎，
电力的高手、啊，
我会想办法来解决这个问题的。咱们可以说、
yeah.
I'll figure it out.
That's right.
或者说 I'll figure something out. 我去找点辙，找点方法哈。
Yeah.
好，继续说。
Anyways.
那另外呢？
What about you?
那你怎么样啊？
What are you gonna get your old man for Father's Day?
What are you gonna get your old man for the Father's Day?
Yeah.
哎，我没听错吧？为什么爸爸在这里又变成了老男人？请原谅我这个翻译。
Well, okay, now this is very important, so we must listen carefully for this. If we say old man, if we refer to someone as my old man or your old man, what we mean is your father. Okay. Now, this is very important.Because the same is not true if you say my old lady. If you say my old lady or my old woman, it's your 老婆. Yeah, 他就是这样。
太奇怪了吧
That's right, yeah.
My old man 指的是我的爸爸，可是 my old lady 却成了我的贱内。
That's right. That's right, yeah.
哦呦，这个不公平啊。没办法，小高做了一个耸肩的姿势。
Yeah.
没办法，就是这样的。所以大家要记清楚了哈。那我
Well,
那要是说我的老公怎么办
？Oh, your 老公 gosh, your man. You just,
只能说 your
man. It's just your man.
那你的妈妈呢？
That's my mom.
That's my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
只能怎么说
？Yeah, my mom. Yeah, she's my mom. Yeah.
只能我的妻子和我的父亲可以说、
right.
my old lady, my、
that's、
old man.、
Right. My old lady. That's right.
好，大家一定要记下来哈，而且分清场合，千万不要用错了。So, what are you going to get your old man for Father's Day?、
Mm-hmm.
小刚，你准备什么呀
？Well, 小刚 says I have a surprise for him.
I have a surprise for him.
啊、uh-huh. ，
我给他一个惊喜啊。什么惊喜
？Well, I want to take him out to the park、
oh.
and have a picnic. yeah,
take him out, 把他带出去 to the park, 带到公园去，到日坛公园吧，到奥森也行哈。
That's right.
To have a picnic, 去野餐。
Ooh, have a、uh-huh. yeah, we have a picnic, right?
Ah,、mm-hmm. Have a picnic, 这个还不错啊。
I figured it would be a nice place for him to kick back and relax.
I figured.这里这个 figure 啊，跟前面那个 figure it out、
yeah. right.
也有相同的意思。
A different, yeah.
等于什么呢？等于 I guess.
Exactly.
I think.
It's like, you know, I thought about it and I 我结论到这个想法。
哎，对，我有了一个这样的想法啊。我认为，我觉得呢 ，it would be a nice place for him. 这将是对他来讲是一个很好的地方，是一个要干嘛的很好的地方呢 ？To kick back, 踢回来是什么意思、
啊、？Yeah, sure. So now,
kick back and relax.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is like a kind of like a good English word, right? If you kick back or kick back and relax, very simply put, it just means to relax, right? To kick back and relax. Now this is what we like to do on vacation. I mean, we better do this on vacation. Think about it. I think where the word comes from is, you know, if we're on a chair, and I lean back, and I put my legs up on a table or something, that's kicking back.
Oh, 我们经常在电视里看到美国有些老板
That's right.
坐在办公室里、
yeah.
身子呢往那个躺椅上一倒然后双腿呢搁在桌上这个动作叫做 kick back.
That's right.
Kick back, 就这种休息。如果我说 kick back and relax, 毫无疑问它的意思就是 relax.
That's right.
放松身心。放松身心。所以小刚是要带爸爸到公园去野餐顺便呢他觉得那个地方是他放松身心的好地方
That's right
听起来不错哦
Oh man, awesome That sounds like a good idea
That sounds like a good idea 这听上去真是个好主意呀、
啊、I'm sure he needs it after all the hell you put him through while you were growing up
好多短语啊在这个里面
So much
I'm sure he needs it我相信他需要啊，我相信他需要这个放松。After all the hell 是什么意思
？All the hell, all of the trouble that you put him through, all of the 麻烦。
哦、oh, right, ，这个地狱指的是麻烦哈。
Yeah.
After all the 麻烦、
yeah.
you put him through 就是你让他经历的那些麻烦。
Yeah.
啊 ，put somebody through， 你让某人经历什么事情？那你让爸爸经历了什么麻烦呢 ？While you were growing up,
that's right.
原来是在你成长的过程中，他养大你的那些麻烦。
That's right.
那这句话的翻译就是说，
which one?
他养大你肯定会非常辛苦。
That's right.
所以他正需要放松一下哈。
That's right. 你觉得我有道理吗？
我是这么，小高。
OK, 小高是这么说的啊。Hey, that's not very nice.
That's not very nice. Nice 就是友好。
Yeah.
他说你这么说可不太友好。我这么说为什么不友好啊？
Jing Jing says, I'm just joking. Jeez, come on.
为什么我这么说会不友好？
Because, you are implying that I kind of was a naughty child and gave him a hard time.
I was implying, 是我在暗示，就说小高肯定是个很调皮捣蛋的小孩。爸爸把他养大呢，肯定是花了很多的功夫那样的哈，拳打脚踢啊、
yeah.
等等这样的才能养大。所以他说 that's not very nice.
Yeah.
不太礼貌哦。
That's not very nice.
I'm just joking.、
Yeah.
Come on. 啊，我开玩笑的。Come on. 好。通常第一段呢都是我们在一起商量做什么事情，第二段呢就是看这个事情能不能够落实。